This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
That open sign, turn around and let everybody know we're open. Oh, get that impact gun going there. We'll get that open sign or turned around. We are open. Welcome aboard, everybody, to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. We had to flip that open sign around. We've been closed for a couple days here at the studio. Welcome into the Greasy Garage studio. I'm your host, Mark Evans. You are listening to Auto World from the Auto World Plaza in Boise, Idaho. Good to have you along. I'm honored to have you here with me each and every week, no matter what time you're listening to me, which doesn't matter, and it doesn't matter what day you're listening to me. We do have some stations that are taking Auto World in a delayed time period, which you could be listening to me on your lunch hour right now. You could be listening to me as you sip your morning coffee. You could be listening to me as you have your bedroom slippers on, and that's fantastic. I'm glad you're just here with me and everyone here that helps me put, of course, Auto World together and making it happen. So I can sit behind the microphone and kind of put the wrenches aside, you know, for the weekend and just let them sit there and think about themselves for a minute. And, you know, I have to talk to my wrenches every so often in the Greasy Garage because those wrenches are mean to me some days where they one slips and, you know, says hello to that index finger. Ouch. Oh, and all you see is some red. And, yeah, that's one thing in an automotive greasy shop, greasy garage you must have. And I do recommend each and every one of you have what? Well, it's an Auto World tip already starting instantly. Why not? I want you to have some Band-Aids close and handy no matter where you're at in your world, in your auto world, in your house, or in your greasy garage. Hopefully it's not too greasy. This one is. Anyway, you got to have some Band-Aids, and that's the thing is you don't need any red on the steering wheel or any red on the door handle on the driver's door or any red you know, on the driver's seat because you probably are driving a car with cloth upholstery. So let's just stay away from the red word, and that's how we're going to do it with Band-Aids. So those wrenches are anyway, they're sitting over there aside right now. I'm just telling them to sit in the corner and think about it. Just last week I had one wrench that said hello to me right on the forehead. And, the guy right here in the first row said, did it knock any sense into you? It did. Yeah, it did. It knocked some sense into me. Not to do that again. No, hey, welcome you aboard into the Greasy Garage Studio. What is Auto World? For you first-time listeners, we've got some great new affiliates throughout the United States. We've got great affiliates throughout the United States, but we also have some new affiliates that's joined in the last 6 months. I do welcome you all aboard into the Greasy Garage Studio, and I want to kind of give you a little bit of a touch and a taste, and maybe, yes, radio internet smell of what Auto World really is. Think about your own Auto World first off. Think about that just for a second. Yeah, there's a little quietness there. Yeah, yeah, you might not have to worry about wrenches flying into your forehead or taking your eyeball out like the mechanics and the technicians do, unless you're working on it your own car yourself. And that isn't that the thing that really a lot of today, the wrench throwing the wrench, gobbling your knuckles up and all that's kind of gone by the wayside. I mean, we're plugging in electronic equipment into the OBD2 connector, all electronic, isn't it anymore? But you still have to take the part off. In today's world, though, you just need a little bitty torque bit or a screwdriver or a little bitty 5/16-inch socket. It's a little electronic sensor that you unplug and plug it back in, and you're done. You don't ever have to deal with grease or oil or anything. What? Unless you're down there at the crankshaft sensor. God, I hate those. Those crankshaft sensors. What? Yeah, what is a crankshaft sensor? Well, good question. Crankshaft sensor is a sensor that's down at the lower part of your engine, in the front of your engine, where that bottom, that serpentine belt goes to the bottom pulley. That pulley is connected to the crankshaft, which is connected to the pistons. And if this doesn't sound like a lot of mechanic jargon, because it's the truth. But see, I'm talking Auto World. I am talking mechanical words. You might not understand the crank, the harmonic balancer words. You no need to know them. That's why you tune into Auto World each week, because I want to teach you what, why, and how come. The crankshaft sensor, folks, is measuring how many times, pretty much, how many times your engine's rotating, going around and around in circles. That's, see, I turned the mechanical organ jargon into common sense thinking, because that's the only way I myself can actually fix cars. Sometimes I get into the manuals and I start reading, I'm going, I know what that means, but I don't know really what it means. So I have to sit there and talk a little bit and read to myself and, you know, I'm scratching my head sometimes. Anyway, I get it fixed. That's the main key to it. So your engine light isn't on anymore. So that's a little bit of Auto World. I've been in the automotive arena for 40 plus years, repairing cars, buying and selling cars, painting cars, cleaning cars inside, outside, buying motorhomes, dirt bikes, snowmobiles, rototillers, keeping them, selling them, fixing them, answering questions about them in an automotive greasy garage all my life. That's all I've ever done. Yeah, I did step out for a minute there at the very early, early age of, I believe I was 12 or 13, because I bought my first car when I was 13 years old. My dad drove it home, but I think I was doing dishes. My father had a Volkswagen thing, and what a thing? Yeah, it was yellow, black stripes, a Volkswagen thing that I actually thought was kind of cool to turn that little screw on the carburetor when he was not looking to find out what that little screw did. And that's who I am, is what makes it tick. That's what I like. So at an early age, but doing a little dishwashing there at the very early age of 12 and 13 years old. Since I am tall, I think they thought I was a little bit older than what I was. And anyway, I went with it, and I said, that was enough of that. I got my hands clean. I do know that. I got a little bit of my dad's Volkswagen thing grease off my hands by doing the dishes out there at that truck stop. And I learned how to not work on cars. I learned how to get my hands clean. And so the story ends right there. Anyway, what is Auto World, you ask, for your first time? Your first-time listeners out there, well, Auto World is a show here. We've got not only 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hours. And with the COVID going around, I'm going to call them a COVID pill. That's right. The first hour is your first pill. Put it in, listen, and that's all you got to do, and relax. Because with the COVID out there, you don't need a mask on. You're sitting in your man cave, your she shed, ladies. You might be even sitting in your race car in your man cave, your wherever you might be sitting. Thank you. And the second hour is also another COVID pill for you to sit back, relax. The third hour will be even also a third hour of a COVID pill, and just sit back and relax. We do salutes here in Auto World, yes. You never know who I'm going to salute. Could be you. I do recalls, which, in fact, I'm going to let you know here in a minute what's going on with a recall. We do Auto World tips like I just gave you with the Band-Aids. I do a compare a car. Yeah, I like that. And we also always have auto racing news. And, of course, what is it? I have that segment, and on this day in automotive history, what happened? Birthdays I share, and did you see? Yeah, that's another segment we do. And, of course, a segment we're going to do here today on Auto World, and it's a new one. Why not? I like new things, and you're going to like it. It's called Name This Sound, and we're going to be doing that here this first hour. So what is on the menu? And, of course, most of all, throughout that little menu I gave all of you here on Auto World, what we do is you're the star, each and every one of you. That's right, the listeners, you. If you're listening, you're a star. Did you know that? You're a star in my world. You're my star. You're listening, and I do appreciate and we're proud of that and honored to be here. And you're the star. That means one thing. You can get involved with Auto World. You can get your questions answered through not only the phone number I'm going to give you here in a minute, but also email. Now, I've got also emails I'm going to share throughout 3 hours of Auto World here today. And each and every one of these emails you're going to enjoy, especially the first one. You're probably going to get a chuckle out of it. And what does that mean? A laugh. I did. So we're going to share that with you. And coming up after the first break here in Auto World, where our sponsors have some secret sauce, especially your local sponsors, we're going to let you know more what's on the menu right here from the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you. you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jesus built my car. It's a love affair. Mainly Jesus and my hot rod.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Drag racing, drag racing.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Drag racing. Drag racing.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Oh, yeah, the nitro burning up the pipes with the 16-foot flames. Oh, yeah, I love those flamethrowers, don't you? Boy, I'm in the Greasy Garage studio this week. You're listening to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to have you along. definitely. We've got some new things coming in to the new year, each and every one of us. Of course, each year is new. As I say, and I've always said this, that is every day is actually a holiday, and the weekends are a vacation. Good to be along with you here on my vacation. Here at Auto World here this week, what do we got going on, Mark? Well, we got a little menu here. First and foremost, I want to let you know again, you are the star, folks. I'd like to hear from you through the phone and, of course, emails at any one point in time. Again, if you're listening to me on a delayed station and you're making the call into the show, don't get mad or scream or holler. Just email me because you might not get a phone answer, but I always answer those emails, and that email address is here at Auto World is AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. All one word, AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. And the phone number, get involved. Be a part of the show. Become a member at no cost, 855-660-4261. What's going on here is the first hour. What are we going to do? We're going to actually, the first segment's going to be the wheel. Yes, the wheel. Going to learn a lot about the wheel. Without the wheel, I don't think we'd have an Auto World. What's in a logo? We're going to find out what is in that logo. And do you really care about a logo? Well, I don't know. We're going to find out. And, of course, I actually threw out a picture there on my Instagram account, which that address is Auto World Media. And if you're not in the Instagram at all, that's no problem. Facebook? Okay. Mark Evans. Got a Facebook page or Mark Evans. And also I threw the picture out on there, and I also we have a Auto World Radio Facebook page. And you're welcome to go over there and check that out. We put a lot of neat things up there, fun stuff, and you're allowed. I've got a lot of great people putting some good stuff up there, and I do appreciate each and every one of you that are doing that. Anyway, this photo that I put up there is a beautiful, beautiful picture, and of cars, of course, with big, huge pillars that they're parked underneath. Big, big building. And I stated one thing, of course, is the two C's. The two C's like in cat, C-A-T, cat. Well, the two C's, that means cosmetics and cars. We're going to talk about cosmetics and cars and what do they have to do together with the car industry, the Auto World industry. That is going to be some fun to talk about and give you some information you might not have ever known about the two C's, cosmetics and cars. Ladies, listen up, the cosmetics. And guys, if you're wearing cosmetics, that's no problem. I appreciate you doing that. We're going to put the cosmetics and cars together. That's the first hour. Now, the second hour, oh, and by the way, each and every hour here on Auto World, I do share your emails. I've got quite a few we're going to share with you for each and every hour here this week on Auto World. Second hour, we got, got a new recall, brand new recall. I'm talking the year that we're living in right now. It's a new one, brand spanking new. Listen up if you got a Hyundai or a Kia, and these are brand new cars, folks. I like to get this information out as much as I can to make sure that you're safe and that you understand how to get your recalls fixed. Now, three letters, CVT. CVT. We're going to talk about those three letters, and I'm going to bring in an email concerning those three letters from one of our, well, charter members now, because she has emailed me two or three times concerning those letters, and we're all going to learn something about those letters. And then, of course, not only, let's see, the third hour. Now, that's the second hour, the third hour. I'm going to let each and every one of you know what's going on each hour, and I'm going to let you know right now that if your station has only taken 1 hour or 2 hours or not all three, no problem. You can always Google Auto World Podcast. Just Google Auto World Podcast, and you'll be able to listen to each and every hour, of course, of Auto World, and or you can go live at gcnlive.com at any time to tune in to find out what some letters and things like this that I'm talking about for the third hour that you might not be taking. And or again, if you're delayed, you can get me, reach me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Now the third hour, best time? Well, it's always the best time to listen to Auto World, but no, this is the best time to do what? To buy? Oh yeah, best time to buy. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Trivia, of course. And I got to get to the hours that it takes to build a vehicle. Do you have any idea? I'm asking everyone out there listening and also the people here sitting in all the rows. They're all shaking their head. No, they don't have any ideas. How many hours does it take to build the car that you're driving, the truck you're driving? Maybe that snowmobile that you're on right now. Listening to us here on Auto World on your cell phone. Thank you. Appreciate that. Oh, yeah. And then the third hour, if we can get to it, hopefully, maybe not. You never know. What happened on this week in automotive history. So let's get right to it. First thing off, that brand new game I like to call right here in Auto World, Name This Sound. So let's get ready. Alex, Axelrod Alex, he's sitting behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine. Oh yeah. Hanging there, by God. He's not sitting, he's hanging, he's getting ready to play it. We're ready, Alex, let's do it. Folks, name this sound. Oh, I like it. Maybe we should do it again, Alex. Name this sound. Now, remember one thing. Thank you, Alex. Appreciate it. Remember one thing, folks. This is an automotive show, okay? Auto World is what it's called. So, but just think about that. You know, we always like to have fun here in Auto World. That's what it's all about, is having fun. No doubt. Fun is what it's all about. And in order to name that song, that sound, it's not a song. It could be, maybe, if we play enough of them. You give us a call right here in Auto World at 855-660-4261 and or autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That's the email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And each and every one, I want to let you know, each and every one of you, that I always have some great detailing gifts for you. So if you are emailing and with your car questions, your problem with maybe your neighbor, the problem with maybe what's in your house called the dust bunnies that are on the coffee table at all times, you can always talk to me about that, because I've got a twin turbocharged gas blowing machine that'll blow the dust right off your carpet if you'd like, and blow the carpet up and push it right out the front door. So I can help you with whatever you might like, because everything I do is automotive related, and it's got probably more than likely a gas engine or an electric engine on it anymore. Oh yeah, my neighbor laughed at me the other day. I've got e-troughs. They're on that house, and that, you know, the roof comes down, you get the metal e-troughs, and a lot of you might have those gutter helmets, I guess you could call them, to keep the debris out of the gutter. No, this is not a home show. This is Auto World. That's where I'm going with this right now. I decided to take that leaf blower that's got some, well, I kind of bumped up the horsepower a little bit. Why not? It's an engine. Two-stroke engine. It flat flies. It gets up and gets with it. I decided to put some PCV pipe on that baby and put a 90 on it and blow the leaves right out of that gutter from down on the ground. Oh, yeah. There's good stuff. We're going to get more popcorn, come back from the short break, and give you something. What? Something about the wheel? Yes, right from the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Six new senators were sworn in today as a new session of Congress convenes at the Capitol. Senator Mitch McConnell delivered what could be his final opening remarks as Senate Majority Leader.
To say the 117th Congress convenes at a challenging time would indeed be an understatement. From political division to a deadly pandemic to adversaries around the world, the hurdles before us are many and they are serious. But there's also plenty of reason for hope.
Speaker McConnell's comments come as multiple GOP senators senators plan to oppose certifying the Electoral College vote this week. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is set to be reelected with the slimmest Democratic majority in the House in 20 years. Greece has reported its first cases of the new coronavirus variant that has spread to more than 30 countries, along with Florida, California, and Colorado in the U.S. Greece says four cases were confirmed in people who recently traveled from Britain. This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Fuel, a little bit of gas, and today we need a little electricity, don't we, to plug that in to get it recharged. Welcome back in to the Greasy Grudge Studio. I'm proud to have you along. Honored to have each and every one of you here with me, sitting, of course, in my Dodge Viper seat chair in the studio here. It's very comfortable today. Sometimes I pull out the old, I ask the guys to throw in an old junk seat or something from the junkyard, because I do love the smell of the old antiques. Yes, but today it's the smell of the Dodge Viper seat. Oh, goodness, that smells good, too. Glad you're with us. What is Auto World? It's an interactive, informative, all things automotive. Folks, I always enjoy you being part of the show, and it doesn't cost a thing. I will never take your Visa, MasterCard, or American Express number unless you'd like me to. And if I did take your number, I would definitely give you a lot of consultant time. See, I do a lot of consulting over the phone with a lot of repair shops for a lot of you. That's emailed me, asked me, I don't understand the lingo on the bill. I don't understand the estimate. I don't understand why it costs so much. Can you help? And so all I do is, well, absolutely. Give me the name and number of the repair shop or the body shop. I am certified in both those arenas. No horses, just horsepower, if you know what I mean. And I'll call them and we'll talk the lingo. And more than likely, I'll get the price down for you. Had an auto adjusting business for many years, damage appraisal to automobiles, total losses, etc. I just, everything automotive. That's why I'm sitting right here right now to help you. 855-660-4261 is the Auto World phone number since 1992. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com is the email. And right now it's time to find out about the wheel. Oh, yeah. The wheel. Oh, big deal, right? Oh, sure. You're driving a vehicle, aren't you? Yeah, those wheels are on the cars, the trucks you're in. A lot of you are now back on the airplanes. If you didn't have the wheels on the airplanes, you wouldn't be able to land. Well, you would, but it'd be a lot of sparks coming out of the back end of that bad boy, that air tube. How about wheelbarrows? You ever use a wheelbarrow in the summer, maybe? Yeah. Oh, by the way, did you happen to go get on the airplane with some luggage that's got the wheels? Oh, my goodness, yes, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, wait a minute. How many of you raise your hand in the rows here of people? Six rows. Raise your hand if you had Amazon deliver a package to you. Oh. Yeah, you did. Yeah, oh, they just delivered a whole bunch of packages to them. That's right. Wheels on the conveyor belts. Mm-hmm. Bicycles, motorcycles. All the kids' toys anymore have the scooters and the little matchboxes. And, oh, yeah, those Hot Wheels. I got a ton of those Hot Wheels I share with my grandkids today. So it's all around the wheel. Well, the first known wheels appeared in the ancient history, folks, sometime as early as 4500 B.C. That's a long time ago. However, before the wheel was ever used for transportation or even for those Hot Wheel cars, even for manual labor, it was likely used to make pottery. That's right, the clay pottery, like a potter's wheel. It wasn't until roughly 3200 B.C. that the wheel was used for some form of transportation. And how did they do that? They drilled a hole through that potter's wheel, and they put an axle through there, causing it to have two wheels, causing you to have a different life as you know it today. The wheel. Oh, you know what that deserves? Yes. To the caveman, cavewoman, I'm going to salute you right now. Without the wheel, I wouldn't have a job. Or two jobs, or three jobs, or however many jobs I have. I don't know. I've got cars out there waiting for us here next week. But anyway, that's a little history on the wheel. Good to have the wheel along. Absolutely. Hey, let's do it. Alex, it's time again. We gotta find out what this noise is. It's a new game we do on Auto World, of course. Why not? And it's called Name This Sound. So what we do here, we're gonna play a little sound clip of this sound. It has everything to do with automotive, Auto World. So let's do it. Let's do that sound. Name this sound, folks. Oh, has everything to do with a car, truck. You own one of these. I know you do. Now, hey, wait a minute. Even if you had a roller, I know my snowmobile does that too. See, I love giving tips, little quiz tips, you know, to all that. Why not? Hey, it's real quick. I want to go real right now. We got time. We got to get to the email that came in a little bit earlier in the week, and I want to thank this gentleman, John. He's listening in Brainerd, Minnesota. Hey, John, thanks for listening. I appreciate it. Real quick email that he sent over to us. And before we do that, let's do a shout-out to Brainerd, Minnesota. A shout-out to KVBR, 1340 AM. Thank you for taking the show. Appreciate it. Great affiliate. John from Brainerd, Minnesota says, I think that, in fact, because we did a little segment called How Many Parts Are in Your Car? John, you're absolutely right. He says, I say that a car or truck has 30,000 parts in it. John, you're absolutely right. Thank you for answering, and I've got a little gift for you. Send me, if you would, I'll give you my email address. Send me your address where you'd like to have a couple of these detailed items sent to you. And I've got something to keep the smell of your car smelling new again, too, John, inside. Absolutely. It's a odor eliminator. So you can, yes, eat popcorn, spell that Coca-Cola if you'd like, maybe that Dr. Pepper. I don't care because I'm going to give you some odor eliminator from Meguiar's. Just send me your email address. My address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Good to have you along there in Brainerd, Minnesota. Goodness, I love it. A lot of cars out there to fix, a lot of trucks out there to fix on each and every one of our affiliates, and I'm very proud to have you be a part of us. Definitely. And that's how you do it, folks. Become a member of Auto World. Very easy to do. Absolutely. This first hour, too, I want to talk about what's in a logo. Yeah. What's in a logo? And by the way, again, the email on Name This Sound is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Let's find out if you think what do you think that sound is? Now, let's get to what's in a logo. Do you really care about a logo? Things have changed over the years, haven't they? you drive a car, you drive a truck. Well, yeah, they are coming back with the chisel look, I call it. The molding of the fenders, the humps on the hoods, there's no fins, though. When are they going to start doing fins out the back like Cadillac used to? Man, you could have a Cadillac and take the logos off of it back in the day, and everybody would know what it was because of the fins. Today, that logo has certain things on it and in it. Some of the car manufacturers have nothing to do with logos. You might be driving one. Do you really care about that logo? Well, what isn't a logo? Let's first off talk a little bit about, do you have a Volvo? What's Volvo? What's in their logo? It's kind of a unique logo. When the discussion was taken to start the producing the Volvo cars back in August of 1926, the financial backer, SKV, reactivated the company, and it had been idle since 1920 for the purpose. The name of the company was Volvo, formed in 1915 for the manufacture and marketing of bearings of and for the automotive industry. The SKV management came up with the Volvo name. It was simple and easy to pronounce in most places around the world with a minimal risk of spelling errors. It also held an immensely strong symbolic connection to the company's entire operation. That's right. Volvo, if you look at your logo or you think about the Volvo logo, folks, you'll see basically an arrow pointing at 1 o'clock as you look at it straight on. So what does the arrow stand for? Well, that stands. That Volvo was reactivated, that logo, the ancient chemical symbol for iron, the circle with an arrow on it, pointing diagonally upwards to the right at 1 o'clock position. Has everything to do with the chemical symbol of iron.
Oh, yeah.
Iron. I love the smell of iron, don't you? Penetrating oil on it. Hey, we're going to come right back. You're listening to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Midnight riding in my old two-seater rolling down the boulevard. The headlights shining on rusty fences as I pass the rail yard. Black leather jacket on a Friday night. Fire up the lighter and a lucky strike. The radio saying take a walk on the wild side. And it's got me feeling like
have the radio on in your car as you're cruising down the highway, listening to your favorite tunes, making sure the pedal's to the metal, and you're not smelling anything, or you're not hearing any noise. And if you are, though, I'm here for you. Welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Brand new everything. You know, why not? Everything we have resolutions, of course, of getting our car fixed, right? Right, everybody? Yeah. Raise your right hand if you're trying to get, you're going to get your car fixed this year. Okay, good, good. Now, we're going to help you keep your lettuce in your back pocket, or we could call that green cash. We're going to help you here. We're going to call it the Financial Auto World Show. Why not, huh? It's always going to be Auto World, but I'm going to help you save money when it comes to keeping that car and truck running correctly. Well, I want to get back to the logos, though. What isn't a logo? And we talked a little bit about the Volvo, the circle with the arrow. But, hey, do you have a Subaru? And remember that little segment we always like to call... Say it backwards. Okay, so you have a Eurobus. Subaru is a Eurobus. If you have one, have you ever wondered what's in that logo up front? It's got stars in that circle. Well, in 1953, the five Japanese car companies merged to form Fuji Heavy Industrial Company, FHI, and adopted a Subaru cluster of stars as an officially logo for its cars. Each star was designed and represented a company, five of them. This cluster of stars is the better known as the Greek name for Pyralids, which is part of the Taurus constellation up in the sky, as we all see, of course. Hi there, Mr. Taurus, Mrs. Taurus. To me, it's like Ford Taurus. In the west, cluster is called, of course, Pyralids. In the China and Japanese area, Japan, of course, is called the Subaru, meaning of govern or gather together. Subaru was the first automobile brand to use Japanese word as its name. I always like to see what's in a logo. Well, that's your Subaru logo. Now, have you ever wondered what's in the Chevrolet Why? The bow tie. Why do they call it the bow tie? Oh, yeah, there's a lot of going back to the Detroit years of the Chevrolet bow tie. Well, the Chevrolet bow tie was introduced by a company co-founder, William C. Durant, in late 1913. But how it really came to be, the brand is open to wild and wide interruption. And why? Because Durant's vision of how the logo came into existence is well known. Of course, as you know, maybe, maybe not. The long accepted story was, it confirmed by Durant himself, was that he was inspired by the wallpaper design in a Paris hotel that he was staying in at the time. And he loved the little bow tie that was in the wallpaper. Yes, the wallpaper that was in the wall and on the wall in the Paris hotel was that Chevrolet bow tie that you see on your Chevrolet or General Motors product today. And so he ripped a little piece of paper, that little bow tie off of that wallpaper on that Paris hotel. Uh-oh, he's in trouble. He never did get in trouble for it, but he ripped that off and ripped that wallpaper where it was curling on the end there and used it as the Chevrolet bow tie logo. And today it's still with us many, many years later. Are you familiar with the bow tie? So think about, that's just a few of the logos that I wanted to share with you here on Auto World. But think about the logo today. We used to have hood ornaments that stuck out quite high on the front of the hood. When you're driving down the road, you could look out the windshield and see that big, huge hood ornament. And the one that was one of my favorites, you might have a favorite that you really enjoyed too. I'd love to hear your favorite on the what car logo you loved or what hood ornament you loved that was sticking up and out. Today they're in the plastic, yes, I said it, plastic grills. The Mercedes-Benz has got the three-star, and some of those light up today on the new Mercedes-Benz, so you can see them. But one of my favorites was the Chrysler Cordoba. Remember the Chrysler Cordoba? Little two-door, had the vinyl top on it. It was one of the upper luxury cars in the Chrysler line, little two-door, had the 383, 440 in it. And I know that I had a customer back in the day that actually had a Chrysler Cordoba. It was root beer brown with that gold all over it. God, it was gorgeous. But it only had a 318 two-barrel, the lean burn system. Oh, boo. Had to work on that a lot. But the hood ornament was one of my favorites. It was a gold emblem that had a Cordoba on it. Oh, I loved it. Loved it. And so what happened to the hood ornaments? Well, you know, the kids, us kids, hey, that would look cool on the wall. We'd grab that thing and we'd break it and steal it. I never did. I never did do that. No, don't have any. In fact, I don't have any of those hood ornaments in the museum at all, and we need to probably maybe get some. What? Yeah, why not, huh? Hey, coming up on the second hour, I want to give you a little taste and a touch of the two C's. Yes, the two letters CC, standing for cosmetics and cars. Wait till you hear what's behind cosmetics and cars. That's coming up on the second hour of Auto World. And, of course, our emails are always going to be here. Right now, it's time for a little trivia. Oh, talking about hood logos and hood ornaments? Well, back in 1989, not too far ago, that's not too far down the dirty, dusty road. Of course, they're all asphalt today, and they were asphalt back in 1989. Well, in 1989, the Honda Accord becomes the largest-selling automobile in the United States in 1989. Well, things have changed now, haven't they? What's your favorite automobile? What's your favorite make and model? See, that's another thing we like to do here on Auto World. But before we go, if we can, Alex, let's do our new game that we have on Auto World for the new year. And, folks, it's called Name the Sound. What we're going to do, we're going to play. Oh, we can't do that burp. That's what we're going to call it, that burp sound. We can't do that yet, right now. We're going to do it at the start of the second hour because our sound effect guy that does it, it has everything to do with an automobile, though. So stay tuned for that. We're going to do that on the second hour. And also on the third hour, folks, a little touch and a taste, we're going to be talking about what happened on this week in automotive history. And, oh, you're wondering, I've been getting asked a lot of this, is it the best time? Well, we're going to talk a little bit about that, and what that means is it the best time to do what? To buy a car. Yeah. We're at the end of the year, first of the year, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. And I have a little secret I'm going to share with you that some of the car dealers that are listening right now might not like me anymore, but, hey, we're going to help you with that. Mm-hmm. You're our favorite fans. That's what it's all about. And then also I'm going to read I'm going to get to an email here that was with me last week and I didn't get to it. I'm going to go into the email bag and we're going to read it. And then the second hour, I'm going to finish the email. There he is. Dang, I hit it too deep in the bag. Shouldn't have done that. I'm going to read this email and then we're going to probably, if we have enough time, we'll finish it. Second hour, try to do it. I don't think I'm going to have enough time in the first hour here. But let's see. Here's a question, Mark, for you. I've got a noise. He says, I drive a minivan every day to and from work. I needed a brake job done. And finally, because of the miles on the van, $135,000, and my mechanic said it was time for a brake job, so I had them do a full brake service, front and back. Now I'm noticing only in the morning I have a dry growl and grinding sound in the rear of my van. When I touch the brake pedal, it goes away. The shop did a reinspection, and I found nothing wrong. They found nothing wrong. What should I do, Mark? Now, in your opinion, do I take it back again, or do I just go along with the noise, or can you help me? Thank you, Mitch, from Wheaton, Illinois. Well, my God, it's time. It's time for a shout-out. Wheaton, Illinois. Fantastic. Shout-out to WRMN, 1410 AM. Wheaton, Elgin, Aurora, Arlington Heights, Illinois. Fantastic. Good to have you along, Mitch. We're running out of time, and I want to say real quick, I want to answer this, Mitch. It's on the second hour. Also, I got a lot of things to talk about, that noise in the back of that van, but also I wanted to do a shout-out. I want to be on WRMN 1410 AM live on Mark's show, the program director. He's going to interview me, and you might stay tuned. You folks are living in that area. We're going to talk a lot about who I am and what Auto World is and where it's going. Appreciate you, each and every one of you, being with me. Drive safe. Motor on. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.